These lazy, pathetic bitches stole her f-ing hearing aid. All white boy band members don't look the same. That is so racist. Yo, keep the phones at your booty hole. When there's emergency alerts, you're gonna be found out.
Ouch. You just brought back some trauma, actually.
All what up about in them titties?
You know what I'm saying? Chin deep.
Because that's how you turbocharge your happiness engine. ED is on the rise now.
And you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's one. That was one.
So I'm a f***ing Oreo. I know my boy bands. Hey, yo, if... What up, what up, what up, peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's me, your audible boom thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. Shout out to all of my listeners, new and loyal. This week is going to be a fun one. We're going to have a special guest, a buddy of mine, my bestie, Wesley Roberts, is going to join us. And we're going to talk about a woman whose hearing was stolen. I also found out some shocking news about the boy band NSYNC. And also the emergency alert system got a few people in trouble. That and more coming up next. But first, before we get to, you know, all the silly, I want to talk to you guys for a minute. We're going to get real. But obviously, I have not been around for like the last month or so. Okay. Many of you already know what's going on, but I'm going to share with you why for those of you who don't follow me on the social medias. Okay. If you haven't seen the YouTube video that I posted a couple of weeks ago on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel, or what Ebony posted on my behalf on the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. So this is what's going on, which thank you so much for that, Ebony, by the way. Okay, so my mother passed away from stage 4 ovarian cancer, and she was diagnosed about a month ago. And it was extremely aggressive and fast, very fast. Before she passed, I was helping with her care and helping with meals and helping with comfort in any way I possibly could. And I brushed her teeth, her hair, lotioned her legs, rubbed her feet, and many other things, and whatever I could. Literally, whatever she needed, and if I could do it, I was trying to do it. And it was really tough on her, and she was in a lot of pain. So I was one of her main caregivers between my dad, Chris, my aunties, all 17 of them, because y'all know how Black families are. You know, we got all the aunties and all the cousins, but... between all of us, we made sure that she had everything that she asked for and then some. And one thing I did know is how hard it was to be a caregiver. That was not an easy job. If you've ever been a caregiver for at any capacity, then you understand. The one thing I did notice is I stopped caring for myself in order to make sure that I could care for her. I wasn't eating much. I wasn't sleeping much. I was confused about things that I shouldn't have been because I was so tired. So here's the thing. We must learn to take care of ourselves as well. If you're not doing well, how can you help your loved one or loved ones, plural? Now, she may not be here, but she's always going to be my mommy at all times. And I definitely need to make sure that I'm taking better care of myself because I know that that's something that she would want, but not just for her, but for myself and my father as well. Now, here's a fun little fact. My parents have actually been married for 42 years this past September. And my dad is the kind of guy who keeps things inside. He wears a smile on his face like body armor. You would never know. He is the dad to make sure that everyone else is okay. His love language is food. and he makes sure that we all eat and we all have what we need. He makes us laugh when we want to and when we don't want to because that's just what he does. But I did see another part of him recently, and he isn't really the touchy-feely type. He doesn't really hug much, but when he does... you feel like you won the fucking lottery, you know? And we, when we heard that mom took a turn for the worst, he hugged me and he kissed my forehead. And I honestly cannot remember the last time he did that. If he did, I must have been like a kid, like a baby, a toddler or something. I don't know. I've gotten hugs before, but I cannot ever remember getting the combo of the forehead kiss too. And it made me feel like daddy's little girl all over again. I felt like I was 5 years old again. And I would love it if you guys could do me a favor and pray for my daddy, because I'm daddy's girl. I'm always going to be that. Pray for him, because he is never going to ask for what he needs. So I need you guys to pray for him, to give him the strength to do that so that I can give it to him. Or pray for me so I'm able to actually read his mind and do what he needs. That'd be great. Now, if you're not religious, positive energy and thoughts are also welcomed. And I want to touch on something real quick, and then we'll get on with the show. I know it's all easier said than done, but it can be done. So here's what I want to tell: self-care and why it's important. Okay, it's like the maintenance schedule for the human machine. That's what it is. That's what self-care is. Now imagine your body and mind as a vintage car named the Self-Esteem Mobile. Okay, that's a weird name, but you can change it to whatever the fuck you want. I don't care for your scenario. But I feel like we can all agree that you wouldn't let your beloved classic car run on empty, would you? No, you weren't going to fuck up your engine. Don't do that. Especially if you know anything about cars, which I don't. I have no idea why that this is the analogy that I actually chose, because I really don't know shit about cars. I should have used, what do I know a lot about? Crayons. I know a lot about crayons. They come in multiple colors. that was bad enough. You know, just moving on. I can change a tire, damn it. That's all you need to know. but anyways, you would fill up what your car with whatever gas that it needs. You're going to give it that premium self-care fuel, because that's how you turbocharge your happiness engine, right? I know that was fire what I just did. That was some corny ass shit, but it was deep. That was some deep corn.
it can be both.
Oh my God. So I want you guys to remember that self-care is not just a spa day. It's your pit stop on the racetrack of life. Take that pit stop, in all seriousness, take that pit stop and get yourself a freaking massage or a chocolate cake, or fuck it. Do both. Do whatever you got to do to bring some happiness to yourself. Keep on driving towards your dream and your well-oiled self-care for Self-Esteem Mobile. We can do it, damn it. I believe in us. The good news is I didn't have to wear any diapers at work this week, so that's good.
So, we call that progress.
That is progress. But honestly, working with the Bird Show, anything can happen, y'all. I think next week we're supposed to go skydiving out of a World War II plane. I'm kidding, but you never know.
I believe it.
You never know. Because I tell you what, whatever it is, I'm going to fucking do it, because I'm going to be a good radio soldier. So here's the thing. And other news here, I was a part of the Birch Show Cupcake Vineyard Pride Float at this year's Atlanta Pride Parade, and it was amazing. And there was a theme. The theme was Barbie. So all the Birch Show cast came dressed as different Barbies. I was Weird Barbie, which makes sense, let's be honest. Bert was Mojo Dojo Casa Ken. Mo was Cowboy Ken. Kristen looked exactly like Margot Robbie. And then there was my awkward ass in a pink dress, being as weird as I could, playing the role of Black Weird Barbie. Now, here's the thing. I was feeling myself at this parade. I was surrounded by all of my wonderful LGBTQIA+ family, my new coworkers and friends. And when they found out about my mom, the Bird Show, they sent my dad and I food from insteadofflowers.com for about a week. And it was extremely helpful. I had never heard of this company before, but you can send people things instead of flowers. And we needed food. When you're going through something as traumatic as we went through, you don't realize you don't have the energy or the will to cook or go buy. It's just too much. You're emotionally, physically, and mentally drained. They made sure that we didn't have to worry about any of those things. They sent my mother flowers. before she passed. They prayed for us. They cried with me. And they shared a part of themselves with me. And I am forever grateful to be a part of the Burt Show fam. My mom knew that I was in good hands and I was surrounded by good people before she left this earth. And I plan to continue chasing my dreams and living my life the best way that I can. Not just for me, but for my mama. I'm going to keep that million-dollar smile on her angelic face. I love you, mama. Okay, so let's get on with the show. I got some random shit to talk about per the usual. Do me a favor, subscribe, rate, and review. Also, I found out some shocking news about NSYNC. I had no idea, and I feel lied to. Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, guys. So my buddy Wesley Roberts has joined the podcast. What's going on, buddy?
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah,
when you gonna fucking get a new podcast episode out, bro? Because he has his own podcast.
Why did you start out right out there?
Because I'm here to pod, bro. I don't play games.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, yes. Yes, viewership. I have been missing, you know, a little hiatus and whatnot, but yeah. I'm coming back, all right? I'm coming back hot, coming back strong, all right? Maybe even with the video variant of the pod, okay? So just...
All right.
For anyone that's been wondering about that, you know, the OD podcast is being resurrected necromancy style at this very moment, all right?
Yo, pause. Quick question, my brother. Why the fuck is your water bottle glowing? I just seen that shit glow. What's up? Why is it... It was like it looked like an Alexa like top. What are you doing? What's this?
Yeah. You don't know about these, huh? This is my water bottle from Lark, spelled L-A-R-Q, and the top. Let me educate you on something real quick, partner. The top actually filters the water out with the UV light that gets rid of all bacteria and little goofy shit like that.
Okay, first of all, sir, that's weird. That's a lot. All right, cool. I just wanted to make sure I knew what the fuck was going on here. I didn't know if your water bottle had a part-time job as a bomb. I wanted to address that shit. But yeah, get a new podcast episode out. Stop playing these games.
Okay, all right. I'll tell that as a note for myself and for my bomb-disposing water bottle.
Oh, right, also, please. Do me a favor and tell my viewers the name of your podcast should you ever decide to actually put an episode up so they can listen to it.
I mentioned it. You know, it's the OD podcast. It's everywhere.
It's so sexy. You had to say it again.
I mean...
You know why? Because it's OD. I had the OD on that.
Yeah, you... that's how we like it.
You see what I'm saying?
That's how we like it on my side of town, in the OD-verse. In the OD dojo. That's how we like it. Just... sprinkles and douses of OD everywhere. OD on the walls.
OD bake.
There we go.
So check this out, brother. I found out some very interesting news dealing with the boy band, the group NSYNC.
Yeah, you keep mentioning this. What is up? What? One of them a ghost? One of them have been actually like two people the whole time? Nick Lachey is...
Yo, that's 98 degrees. Don't play games. That's not NSYNC. All white boy band members don't look the same. That is so racist.
I didn't think you was going to catch that.
I caught that.
You caught it fast.
I'm a fucking Oreo. I know my boy bands. Hey,
if y'all could saw that, she looked at me with...
I did look at you with rage in my eyes.
It was fierce.
Like, who the fuck do you think you are?
I saw the fear. I felt the fear. I felt it.
So here's the thing. I'll admit... earlier, it was a super dramatic ass teaser, but I was lied to. For real, we all were. So,
I don't know this either, people. I don't know what's going on either. I'm still winning.
Oh yeah, he has no idea what the entire podcast is about. Suspenseful.
Yeah.
So recently, it has come to my attention that NSYNC wasn't always NSYNC, and when I say NSYNC, I mean the word NSYNC, not the band NSYNC. You see what I'm saying? I should be a rap artist. NSYNC wasn't always NSYNC.
Bar, you know.
You
so,
feel what I'm saying?
So were they out of sync? Were they what they were? Were they a band called Disjointed?
You can actually.
I don't know.
Actually, you could say that. So one of the members of the group wasn't always there. He was a replacement.
Oh.
Wow.
One of them was a replacement. So I never knew that NSYNC did the Destiny's Child thing where they just replaced members whenever the fuck they felt like
it. Exactly, yeah.
I didn't know they did that. You know what I'm saying?
That happens, though. That does happen with a lot of groups of various genres. They'll just, in the beginning, if somebody's not working out, they'll just, you know what I'm saying, get them out of here, replace them with somebody else, and keep it moving.
They sure the fuck will. I don't even honestly remember the other two Destiny's Child members. It was La Something and La Something, I feel like, right?
Not Latoya.
Latanya? Latasha?
No, it was a La Something.
Yeah, see the Luz. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. I did hear that back in the day, like in the late 1900s, a.k.a. the early 1990s, there were actually six Destiny's Child members, and I wonder if those who didn't stay in the group actually regretted it or not. I would have.
There has to be some level of regret.
Just a little bit of regretation.
I mean, of course, you can never really display that live. But, oh yeah, I should have just shut my mouth and just kept with the plan, so I could have kept this bag I was going to get. But
damn it,
you know how it is.
I should have picked up that gold bar I saw in the middle of the road. Fuck. So anywho, I can only literally handle one musical group at a time. So we're going to get back to NSYNC. Turns out that Lance Bass was not a part of the original group NSYNC.
Damn, I thought it was Justin.
Nope. Of course, yeah. Mickey Mouse Club Justin.
Exactly.
Yo,
he was busy doing other things.
Yo, he was literally constructing the entire boy band. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Now, I was today years old when I find this out, because it turns out that it was some dude named Jason Galasso, I think is how you say
Jason
his name.
Jason Galasso?
Yeah, Galasso, whatever the fuck.
Whatever the fuck.
Yeah, dude, they made the right choice because I love me some Lance.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. That was the right decision. He's an icon in his own way.
All I know is Jason Galasso can say bye, bye, bye. He's no longer a part of the Dirty Pop.
Another NSYNC song.
All I know is Lance has got to spend a little more time on you. It's going to be me. All right, oh, next up.
Go. That's the one. That was the one.
It's going to be me. Next up, someone stole her hearing. I know that sounds strange, but let's dig into it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
I hate when my hearing aid gets stolen.
Yeah, you don't like that to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like it happened a few times in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Probably.
Marvel, like all the time. Probably. Someone is missing something at all times.
Yeah, season 3, episode 2.
There's one thing I know is you can't trust these hoes.
Never could.
Can't trust them. Can't trust them.
Not as far as you can throw them.
Can't trust these hoes. All right, so this is the weirdest, most ridiculous shit I've ever heard.
What is it?
The weirdest, most ridiculous shit.
Is that what you said the first time?
I don't know. What did I say?
You said not that.
What did I say?
You said some goofy shit.
Really?
Yes.
I got to go back and listen to that. I swear, in my mind, I said the weirdest.
No, that's not what came out of your mouth.
What did it sound like?
I can't even repeat it. I can't make like, my mouth do
whatever
what it
needs
was to
do I
to
did.
Repeat that noise. I'm not trained enough at that.
Yo, I didn't. In my brain, it was like clear as day. It's fucking crazy. Take two.
There you go. Yeah.
This is the weirdest, most ridiculous shit I've ever heard. So, plus, whoever did this is a little bitch. I hate thieves.
Word, ditto.
With like everything in me. Like I hate thieves. I work too hard for my shit for some lazy bitch to just be able to steal it from me.
And that's the majority of humans' opinion.
Yes. Yeah. Nobody likes a thief. I don't know anyone's like, yo, you know what? I fuck with thieves. They're my favorite. I invite them to my house, hold my child. It's good. Like,
oh, yeah, I can give a thief $10,000 to hold and it won't go anywhere. Yeah, most definitely.
You don't have to give it to them. They'll just fucking take it. Yeah. Because they're fucking thieves.
Before you even thought of it.
Exactly. Oh, I was going to rob you anyway, bitch, but all right.
All right. Thank you.
Well, that shit just got me hot a little bit just thinking about it, because like these pathetic little bitches piss me the fuck off. Because here's the thing. I don't have much already as it is. So when you take in the little that I do have, okay, I legit in my brain cell, I've probably killed you a few times in my brain.
Just a few?
I mean, nah, it's like a colossal amount. Not like in weight, but like Wayne, you know. But that's just how I feel about it. So listen, fam, I might listen. Okay, let me catch someone in my house stealing, and I know for a fact that you don't have a gun or something, bro, fam. I might be going to jail because I'm gonna fuck you up. Like, yep. This is my home, bro. I'm gonna stand my ground with a butcher knife. I'm gonna stand my ground with some ninja stars. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna stand my ground with a the cocktail you set on fire? What's the one?
Molotov cocktail.
Molotov. Okay. Molotov.
Yeah, that. Molotov cocktail.
I'm gonna stand my ground with a aerosol can of Lysol and a flamethrower. Whatever, any weapons I can find. I'm standing my ground with you, bro. Mm. And I'm not gonna kill you because I don't want that on my conscience. But I will cripple you.
You're gonna wish you died.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's gonna happen.
You're gonna wish. That's You're gonna wish you didn't make it.
About people who steal. I'm whooping ass.
And I mean, I don't really have much to say because I just wholeheartedly agree with that.
It is what it is.
I'm over here silently just shaking my head like, yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. Yes. Two thumbs up.
I mean, because what else can you say? You know, stand your ground.
I mean, any decent person would have nothing to argue this mm-hmm. point on. I mean, absolutely nothing. I mean,
facts as fuck.
You pretty much said it. Any person that's worth their weight, who wants to earn what they have,
I'm gonna whoop your fucking ass.
Exactly. Even if you are a thief.
Yeah.
You don't want your stuff stolen.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what I mean? So just that, on that merit alone, it's like nobody wants their stuff.
Speaking
so
of shit that was stolen, one of my cleaning ladies stole my greenery.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
You know what I'm saying? That really pissed me because I needed that after my mom died. It was helping me sleep. It was helping me eat. Like I was fucking furious.
Bruh.
I will never bring those hoes into my house again.
You handled that way better than I would have. It would have been throwing stuff and punching holes in it and then making them clean it up.
Yeah, yo, suck it. So check this out. All right. This woman that I'm about to share with you right now is furious, and she has a legit reason, because some asshole literally stole her hearing. Okay? These lazy, pathetic bitches stole her fucking hearing aid. The fuck, fam? So I'm gonna let her tell her story. Okay.
Why?
Here we go.
Why would you do? Just play the thing.
I'm about to play the whole clip all the way through, and then we'll talk about it afterward. All
right.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Play it.
And to the bitch who stole my freaking case that looked like a headphone case, the little AirPod case. I hope everything goes wrong for you when you realize that what you took was not headphones, but it was my goddamn hearing aid. You raggedy bitch. And surprise, I'm deaf in my right ear. I hope you choke. I wish I could see your face when you realize that shit's not gonna connect to your Bluetooth. It's my goddamn.
That's the shit I'm talking about. Like, the fact that they, new headphones for me that don't belong to me. I'm gonna steal these, right? But the thing is, not only were they not AirPods or Beats, they were this person's way of fucking hearing, of experiencing one of the five senses that a lot of us fucking take for granted. So that person is definitely the shithole of the week. I don't normally do that, that type of segment here, but you are the shithole of the week, even though that shit happened like a month or so ago. You still a shithole of the week. It might have been a couple of years ago. I don't give a fuck when it happened. You're a shithole of the decade. Fuck
mm-hmm,
you.
Mm-hmm. And as an empathetic person, one can relate to how you got to that conclusion. Ooh, a blessing. Oh, well, it's just laying here. They probably ain't going to come back for it.
Right.
You know, God is blessing me.
Look at God.
Oh, he ain't he doing it? Yeah. Oh, won't he do it? Won't he do it?
He will.
Won't he get your ass whooped?
Get your one of ass these days. Whooped.
Because that shit is not cool.
And no, yeah, fuck that, dude.
That is not a proper or validatable rationale for doing something like that to somebody at all.
I legit hope that whoever did that, I hope they stubbed all 10 of their toes. I hope that they have paper cut in between the creases of every last one of their fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And and I hope they don't even realize that until they decide to cut a lemon.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of discomfort and pain I wish on that asshole. Yeah. And pretty much all fucking thieves. Fuck you.
Pretty much. Lemon or hand sanitizer. That hurts too.
Yo, both. And bleach. Fuck it all up.
There we go. There we
fuck
go.
It all up. There anyways. Next up, Atlanta restaurants and why they're trash. Coming up next, it's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Boo-boo food.
Ready to talk about Atlanta restaurants being trash?
Oh, yeah. That's a very topical.
No idea why that's the accent I chose.
Out of all the things.
Atlanta restaurants being trash, sir. All right, let me start off by saying this real quick, okay? I love Atlanta, okay? What you heard before was a teaser, okay? I'm not Matt Rife. I have nothing against this city, because he hates Atlanta. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure either, actually. I'm not quite sure.
I don't know what that's about.
What's your least favorite city?
Atlanta.
No.
Fuck Atlanta, just so with specific. Everything in my being. Fuck that city, dude.
What'd they do?
I've been performing there for about 11 years, I would say. Yeah. I've just never had a good time in that city. This city, here's the thing. I'm not trying to shit on the city as a whole. It just has nothing to offer me. Mm. I don't find it fun. There's nothing enjoyable about it to me. The crowds there are usually fine. Mm-hmm. They're not like extravagantly funny. I'm not like, oh, I can't wait to come back to this city. Some cities I'm like, dude, I'll move here.
Yeah.
I could be here for 6 months, do shows every single night.
Yo, here's the thing. Why does he hate us so much? Like, what the fuck? Like, I will say this. And what I'm about to share with you is kind of true and definitely funny, but so this is coming from Instagram. The username is Madi Woodard, I believe is how you say his name. M-A-H-D-I. And his last name was Woodard. W-O-O-D-A-R-D. So it says here, Atlanta restaurants be like. Okay.
Atlanta.
All right, Scooby.
That was
you talking shit
voice.
About me earlier. Yeah. What the fuck happened to your lip?
That's called balance, all right?
Yeah, nah, nigga.
My beard got in the way of my tongue. All
right? Yeah, that beard is wild, though. That's true. I believe it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Over here, like a royal match in your mouth and shit. And royal rumble.
it always tastes like timber.
So, yeah, Atlanta restaurants be like. All right, so this is their... pretty much their Monday through Sunday open and close schedule for Atlanta restaurants. Monday, closed. Tuesday, closed.
All right.
Wednesday, shit, we might be open. We waiting on delivery man to pull up.
What the hell?
Thursday, yo, check our Instagram and check our website. One of the times is right, but we not sure which one. Yo, call up here first, but we ain't gonna answer though.
Yeah, that's about right. That's three places came to mind as you were reading that.
I mean, pretty much half of the city.
Yeah, at least a
quarter. And not even just Atlanta, just like all over Georgia. Like, what the fuck? All right, that was Thursday. All right, so Friday, open all day. We got drink specials until everybody get here, and then they full price.
Yep. Ouch. You just brought back some trauma, actually.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Don't
tell me that's not Atlanta.
I low-key don't want to do this anymore.
Tell me that's not Atlanta.
Because of trauma.
I'm sorry. We got to go into the weekend. We got to do Saturday and Sunday now.
Oh, shit.
It's 7 days in a week, my brother.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday. Whatever kind of flavor mimosas you want, we gotcha. And they unlimited until we run out. But you might want to pregame in their car because you're going to wait in line to get in.
What you think I did Monday through Friday, bro?
Starved. Especially if you were trying to eat in an Atlanta restaurant.
Well, I pregamed before. That's what I did. All right? So I had to try to pay as much goddamn money, especially on Monday and Tuesday when I got nowhere to go.
Yo, man, the mimosas be unlimited as fuck, but you really do be in line for 17 hours just to get inside.
Mm-hmm. And then it's overpriced, and then you don't got nowhere to sit. And
facts
then,
as fuck,
and then
bro.
It's loud in the case in which you actually did want to jab at somebody. It's what probably it's dating in hell is like.
Yo, and here's, are you ready for Sunday?
No.
Sunday, Pull up after church. We got chicken and waffles, some eggs, some grips, some lamb chops, some hookah specials, and if we got some mimosa juice left, you can get that too.
I just want a bowl of cereal and some fruit. I've been partying this whole week. Can I just get some? Can we just lay down for a second?
We are in my own personal hell, Atlanta, Georgia. We're eating in the hotel restaurant because it's 4 p.m. and everything is closed downtown for no reason whatsoever. Our options are to grab a drink and some food here in the hotel lobby or go drink sewer water that just sits in the streets. I'm hungry, I'm tired, I fucking hate this city with everything in my being. And I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Here's my thing, Wes. He's not wrong. He's not wrong. Now, I've had some really shitty experiences at restaurants out here, and I'm gonna be real. A lot of them were black owned, and that shit really pisses me off. I wanna support us, I do, but we stay doing shit like this. You know? Why y'all be closed 6 days a week? Why y'all never answer the phone? You know what I'm saying? But let me say it. It definitely isn't just black-owned establishments. Don't get it twisted. I've been to a KFC that ran out of chicken before. That is a white-ass establishment. Let me tell you why, damn it. Okay, Popeyes is where it's at because we like our fried chicken crunchy and seasoned and not soggy and salty. That's what KFC chicken is. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, there's a time and place for salty, all right?
Why I gotta be soggy, too?
Well, that's just that's just at the bottom. At the bottom of the bucket, it's all.
I want my entire chicken to be crunchy.
At the top, it's crunchy.
Why I can't have a full crunchy?
That's just how he
Why you have crunch in my chicken?
I pay
for full crunch, Wesley.
What do you think them herbs and gibbets is going to do, all right? That's what happens sometimes.
Ain't no herbs in that chicken, Wesley. It's salt and pepper, Wesley.
There's an herb in it.
An herb? What is it? What is the herb? Is it grass clippings, Wesley?
It's teenager sweat.
Yeah, I want my full crunch. I said what I said. God damn it. Yeah, what the fuck was I even talking about? Oh, okay. Atlanta. Okay. Y'all need to do better with these food spots, because especially if you're a brunch spot, that is a big thing in Atlanta and the black community. We love brunch spots, but ain't no damn reason to have 4 hour long lines for your tiny ass lamb chops and watered down Sunny D mimosas. I'm sick of this shit. Also, why the hell is my home style potatoes burnt? Meal cost me $86. And then y'all have the nerve to add a 60% gratuity after the server brought me the wrong order and gave me unsweetened tea when I clearly ordered sweetened tea. Y'all, I'm triggered. This fuck. This actually happened to me one time. I'm mad.
Yeah, and they don't validate parking.
What the All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
I'm about to explode, bro. You understand? Like,
please
do you
don't.
See the steam from my ears, bro?
I see it. It's like we're outside playing football in the winter.
it's crazy, bro. Also, don't even bother going to restaurants on a Sunday. That after church crowd be hungry as fuck, and after they cleanse their sins, they need to fuel up so they can resin first thing Monday morning when they lie to their boss about being sick and making it a 3-day weekend, because you know damn well Brenda gotta cover your work for your lying ass.
Just go home and cook. Just go home and cook. All right, there's hella recipes on Instagram, Facebook. All right, just go make some kind of salmon and some asparagus with some potatoes, and you'll be fine. All right,
go to work, David. Stop fucking around. I don't know who the fuck David or Brenda is.
No idea. But they're out there. They're out there.
Next up, the nationwide emergency alert system got a few people in trouble. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. If you have a cell phone or you were in the car listening to the radio on October 4th, then you heard the emergency alert system go off. Now, I know I'm late in talking about this, and I literally just explained earlier as to why. Plus, I needed more content for this episode, and the script was already written, so suck on that. All right, so the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, joined forces to conduct a nationwide test of the Emergency Alert System, EAS, and Wireless Emergency Alerts, WEA. So it was supposed to happen at 2:20 p.m. on October 4th, right? Now, that day, I remember specifically because I looked at my phone, and I got mine early at 2:18 p.m., so I know when shit goes down, I'm ahead of the line. Like, I got... Mm-hmm. I got mm-hmm. 2 minutes early, bitch, like the rest of you. Good
see,
luck.
See, you say you're 2 minutes ahead. I'm a day ahead. I turned my phone off when I woke up because I knew this was coming, and I didn't want any of the theories to be true. So I just, you know what? I'm just going to turn my phone off
just in case. What were one of the theories that you heard that you were like?
One theory was the sound was going to do something to your brain as far as rewire you on a molecular level. there was one where some people have been the classic Naturian candidated.
Oh, okay, all right.
And you know, secretly been.
They're forgetting about lowering your sperm count.
Yeah, that too. You know what I'm saying? Some people have been winter soldiered.
ED is on the rise now.
And you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's one. That was one. And you know, so it was, you know, you never know. You never know. So you just gotta cross your T's and
dot those I's, man.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. And keep your tinfoil hat on, just in case.
All I know is the I and VIP is capitalized because that's where the fuck I am. I got my shit 2 minutes early.
Exactly.
All right. All right. So the funny thing is that some people who received the emergency alert weren't supposed to have cell phones. And they got caught. I'm talking about prisoners and people from the Amish community.
Oh, yeah, wow. So, Jebediah?
Okay.
What does that sound?
Elijah. Jacob. Eli. Well, there's some others.
He's upstairs doing TikToks.
Is Michael one? Is that one?
That is. That works.
Abigail. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, neither community, prison, or Amish are supposed to have cell phones. So they all went off for the emergency alert, and people got caught the fuck up. So these things happen. It is what it is. So I guess I'm assuming probably for a little bit, Amish in prison TikTok might be taking a small break, you know?
Yeah, there's going to be a small hiatus when small it comes hiatus. To jail talk and Amish talk.
You know, they got to smuggle more phones in first. You know, it's going to take some time.
And that takes a minute.
Yo, can you imagine, yo, Eli with his family, and they churning butter or doing something with a bale of hay, and then all of a sudden...
Jebediah, what's that?
Nothing, Father. Nothing.
Yo, Eli. Yo, fam, you're grounded. Now you can't see Abigail after school, after Bible study. You're done.
Was that you, prisoner 57322?
Nah, I don't know what that was.
Why is your ass twerking and you not moving? What is that?
I have sciatica. mixed with a little spinal contusion.
Sorry, prisoner. Now you got an extra charge because you was on TikTok Live talking about some corn, ice cream, yum yum. Thank you for the likes.
Put his ass in the hole. Put his NPC ass in the hole.
Yo, man, shit can get real out here. Yo, keep the phones out your booty hole. When there's emergency alerts, you're going to be found out. Doesn't matter where it is.
It really don't.
You know what I'm saying?
They're everywhere, and they see you.
Jebediah. Yeah, you dumb as fuck. Oh, shit. So, before we get this podcast, some funny-ass shit. So, Wes has been hanging out with me for a little bit, which I have appreciated because I've needed the... distraction after everything that's been going on. So shout out to you.
Longer than a little bit, but I mean, just as far as the last couple of days, I've been here, you know, this has been going on for quite some time.
This is lovely.
Don't you hide me from them, honey. Don't you hide me from them.
I'm embarrassed and ashamed. So Wes, when we were going into my room to get some equipment or whatever, and his phone was recording, right? And I didn't know this. And he didn't know what I was going to say.
Not at all.
So I'm going to go ahead and play this audio right quick. It's hilarious as shit. And I'm definitely a lesbian if there was ever any type of question on that. Let's go ahead and take a listen to what I said.
We ordered both them titties.
Yeah.
So yeah, we about them titties.
All up in them. All
more
up
about
in them
titties.
You know what I'm saying? Chin
and
deep.
And the funny thing is that I was actually talking about his proverbial titties. Mm-hmm. Like clearly he's got pectorals. He ain't got no titties.
Exactly.
But I still motorboated them.
Exactly. Regardless of milk, not, or coming out
I
of
am
them.
All about equality, bro.
Thank you.
I would
Thank
motorboat you. Any set of things with nipples.
Exactly. As long as they're motorboatable.
Yeah.
They're getting motorboated
well,
on.
I do prefer human. I will say that.
Okay, I'll give
I will
you that.
Say that.
From a species standpoint, I'll
a
give
species,
you that.
Yeah. Yeah, because yeah. Yeah, like them pregnant dogs, we have them titties.
Exactly. And
the nipples be hanging. Do your nipples hang low? Can they wobble to the floor? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To the ground.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna hold you looking voluptuous. Oh, sorry. My freak just showed for me for a second.
My bad, Blue. If there's anything that you guys can take from this episode, it's we are all stronger than we think. Also, fuck cancer. Professionally,
oh, yeah, no.
Silly life rules. Fuck cancer.
If we can get a hashtag, fuck cancer.
Yeah,
you
fuck
know what I'm
cancer.
Saying? For the next couple days
That'd
or
be
forever
great.
Long you feel like. Forever.
Yeah,
because I'm pretty
that
sure.
Back.
I'm pretty sure for how many people listening, there's usually always someone who's been affected.
Yeah.
By
if you haven't, or you know someone who has been. You know what I mean?
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a very small number. A degree of separation between you and someone that's been affected by cancer.
100%.
So, you know what I mean? So it definitely sucks, but we have to prevail.
Hell yeah, we do.
Or they win automatically.
Hell yeah, we do. Yo, first of all, I want to go ahead and I want to shout out my listeners. I love you guys. It's always a good time. I miss you while I was gone. And as you always know, listen, I love your faces, but most of all, what do I love? The ears that are attached to them. Make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and or written review. Pretty, pretty, please. Pretty, pretty, please. You know what I'm saying? Pink did it. I can't do it. Pink did it. if this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. Also, share this podcast with a friend. Because there's no reason to hog all the silly to yourself. There's no reason for that.
Share that silly.
Share that silly, man.
All right, grind that silly up. Put it in a little seasoned bottle and give it to a friend.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Give him a side of silly. We all good.
You know what I mean?
Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. Of course, the Professional Silly Pod group and Facebook, because that will be where I put photos and or videos pertaining to what we've discussed here on the pod. Oh, and also check out the big show, The Burt Show. Check that out. It's also available everywhere podcasts can be heard. And so far, I've been on air about 4 or 5 times, and I will share some more segments with you guys. Probably next week, we'll do a segment that I did on air with them, so you can hear me on a nationally syndicated radio show. Stop playing.
Hey.
Ow. If you have any silly stories, silly story ideas, or maybe you have some, you want some advice, or you need something like that, or the opinion of the P-Silly listeners, you can always email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. You can leave me a message or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. And if you would like to be anonymous, make sure you let me know when you contact me. Also, if you're interested in having me advertise for your business or your content, email me as well. We can talk about price and what you need and or want. Y'all, I'm out here chasing my dreams, and I know you are too, so let's go ahead and work together. Let's get this paper together. Not me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Check out the show notes for some bonus info. Got my social media stuff down there, my link tree. That's got all the links to all of my most used social medias and platforms. Bing, bam, bop, it's all there. Oh, yo, and I got Cameo, so if you want a video made for a friend, I can prank them or wish them happy birthday. Whatever you want, what have you. Hit me up on Cameo at Amber Smiles Jones. For those of you that are interested in writing me or sending stuff, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. Send me whatever you would like, and I will open them in an unboxing video on my YouTube channel. So here's the thing. Before I end this episode, I want to talk about giving yourself some grace when you've lost someone close to you. Unfortunately, it is something that many of us will face at some point in our lives. And it can be one of the most challenging and painful things that we go through on this earth. When we lose someone that we love, it's like the world has crumbled beneath our feet. It's so complex. Grief is so complex, and it's a different journey for everyone. There is no one size fits all approaching, you know, for healing. There's no one size fits all. That's just how it is. So you just have to remember to give yourself some grace. And if you're confused as to what that means, giving yourself grace means allowing yourself to feel all the emotions that come with grief without judgment. It means acknowledging that it's okay to be sad, to be angry, to be confused, or even numb at times. It means be patient with yourself. Because when my mom died, I cried immediately when it happened, of course, because I was there. And then I went a couple of days and I couldn't cry. I couldn't feel anything. I couldn't tell if I was hungry. I couldn't tell if I was sleepy. I couldn't. It was like I was a mannequin. Like I couldn't move. It was debilitating. It was. But guess what? That's okay.
It is.
Grief comes in different shapes, different shades. It's different. And it's okay to take all the time that you need to get yourself to the next part. You don't have to be, quote unquote, over it by a certain amount of time. Healing takes whatever time it fucking needs. Like for instance, if you scraped your knee, you wouldn't expect it to be completely healed in a day. Okay, it will heal. It may even leave scars, but those scars tell a story that's surrounded by many different chapters in your life. We are all still writing our books, and it's okay to have good days or bad days. And if you smile or laugh, it doesn't mean that you forgot them.
Exactly. In fact, you're doing that for them.
Exactly.
It's just added to the list of all the other reasons why.
Exactly.
You're doing those things. What led you to that path of happiness? They're just another part. They're just another cobblestone in that path.
Exactly. You gotta just be kind to yourself and give yourself a fucking break, because each of us, we have our own unique path through any type of process. Mm-hmm. You know? So treat yourself with some love and care that you would offer to someone that you love who was going through the same thing. And that's honestly what I'm trying to do now. I give great advice, and the only damn way that I'll actually take it is if I give it to someone else. So I'm giving it to y'all. I'm gonna do it today, damn it. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to do anything alone. You can reach out to loved ones or professionals if you need to. I know I'm planning to. I have needed a therapist for quite some time. I need one for post-haste.
a lot of us do. A lot of us do.
For many reasons, honestly, not just what has happened recently, but, you know, let's be real. Things could use a little tweaking.
A little, you know what I'm saying?
You know. In my head, when I was a kid, therapy was like some, like, doctor, you know, with, like, some thick black-ass glasses, taking, like, a Phillips head screwdriver to my brain to, like, mm-hmm. fix some mm-hmm. shit, you know?
And he's from Transylvania.
Right, pop up in the hood.
Or Russian.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to check your head. I don't know what accent that was.
Good luck with your procedure. You'll need it. My God, why?
And also, before I go, one thing I want you guys to also keep in mind. Keep in mind that the memory of the person that you lost can also inspire and guide you. Mm. Their love and the lessons that you learn from them can become a source of strength, pushing you to live a life that honors their memory. And that's exactly what I plan to do. My mother supported me with everything that she had, and I plan to keep it up, not just for her, but for me too. So just know that you are all stronger than you think. I love you all. Thank y'all so much for listening and chilling with me today. Shout out to Wesley for joining today's podcast episode.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're far too kind. You're far too kind.
Yo, what album is that from? That's Eminem.
That was Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
Black album.
Fuck, it was. Yes. Because at first I was thinking, when I was just a little baby boy, my mama used to tell me these crazy things. Wrong song.
There's some overlap, though. Yeah. There's some overlap.
But you can see why I would have thought that.
Oh, no, yeah, of course.
Mama, I hope that I can still make you proud. That is my plan. Once again, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank y'all so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Spotify for podcasters where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. If you smoke weed on a boat, does that make it seaweed? Yo, these are the important things that cross my mind late at night when I can't sleep. Welcome.
It's yes. It's yes. It does. It does. Or a hydro ganja.
Yo. Until next time, peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step because there's pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Próxima semana. That's next week in Spanish, I think. All right, next week, y'all.